What should we do with the coronavirus, spiritually speaking? I am very grateful for all of the practical guidance given so far from our civil and religious leaders, especially the governor of Ohio and the Ohio Bishops Conference. Very practical advice and direction that I hope will minimize the spread of the coronavirus. But what should we do spiritually? My biggest advice is to allow this pandemic to draw us nearer to the Lord, just as we do with any other trial. I recommend two spiritual things. Re-examine our priorities, especially where we put God and family in our life, and renew our faith practice. Re-examine our priorities, especially where we put God and family in our life, and renew our faith practice. Re-examine our priorities. Whenever any major change happens, especially whenever a tragedy comes upon us, we experience things quickly taken away from us. We experience life coming to a standstill or slowing way down. We think of what it's all about. What is life about anyway? Why am I on this earth? To state the question traditionally, why was I created? Old-timers can't hear that question without the answer immediately coming to mind as well. I was created to know, love, and serve God in this life and to enjoy Him in the next. That ancient answer is still a very good one. Why were we created? We were created to know, love, and serve God here and now and spend blissful eternity with Him in the hereafter. Is that the way we approach life every day? Now that our everyday pastimes are being suspended, especially all the sports that many people put ahead of the worship of God, it's time to ask, where are my priorities? When it's all said and done, we want to put our efforts into what lasts for eternal life. Maybe think about priorities as simply faith and family. Are we giving our faith enough priority, especially the holy sacrifice of the Mass, God's priority on earth? Jesus was crucified so that we could have the Eucharist. That's pretty important from God's perspective. Do we have our faith in perspective? And then do we have family in perspective? Commitment to family relationships, commitment to intentional formation of our children, quality family time together? Or do we allow the world to take that all away from us, driving us incessantly at a pace that prevents us from real family formation? All of these are questions pertaining to re-examining our priorities as a spiritual response to the coronavirus. The second recommendation is to renew the faith life. Now more than ever, we need to pray. We need to deepen our relationship with God and His church. Even if it is wise not to congregate in great numbers in churches, we should go to the Lord personally, praying in church before the Blessed Sacrament. We can always get into our churches at Divine Mercy by use of the keypad entries. For our own spiritual welfare, it's important that we tell God our fears. It's important to beg Him to rescue us from this pandemic. It's also important to ask Him for the grace to accept His will and to see the crisis through the eyes of faith. Let's bring this whole experience of the coronavirus into our relationship with the Lord. Live it with Him. Talk with Him about it. Serve Him in its midst to the best of our ability. Jesus went through Calvary for us. He can certainly get us through this pandemic in a way that gives God glory. And let's take this time to renovate our faith life. It's Lent. We have at our disposal, especially with our formed internet subscription, so many solid spiritual aids for our personal and family formation. Now that we are forced to have extra time on our hands, what about delving into a series of teachings from Formed? Or having more family faith movie nights at home? Saints videos and documentaries? Catechetical programs for all ages? What about the family rosary that we never get to say because we are never together? Can we at least do it in this time of break forced upon us? What about daily Mass? What about having a family liturgy of the Word at home every day? The readings of the Mass are so easy to access with our parish app or the United States Catholic Conference of Bishops website. What about taking this time to renovate our faith life, since we so often give the faith short shift in our hectic lives? Imagine how the Lord could use our efforts in the faith to help us see the world more fully from His perspective as a result of this current trial. All of this is part of renewing the faith as a response to the coronavirus pandemic. Jesus' conversation with the woman at the well today is all about the water that she needs. She certainly needs physical water to live. So there she is at the well to take that physical water back to her home. But she also needs spiritual water, the life of God flowing through her from Jesus Christ. Her heart is made to be filled with God Himself. And Jesus starts to awaken her to this fact by telling her things about her life that he couldn't know if he were a mere mortal. There's something above and beyond normal human bantering happening here. The woman begins to notice her thirst. The stagnant water she seeks in the well contrasts with the vibrant, fresh, pure, divine water of the Spirit that Jesus provides. Have we allowed a worldly approach to life to cover over our spiritual thirst for God? As we encounter Jesus in the Eucharist today, let's ask Him to renew our love for Him and our trust in Him. In the midst of this coronavirus pandemic, Jesus, we trust in You.